Yesterday, Manana Musa Sahib, Kaji Dhammad Barakatum Barakatum, gave a very good explanation of the dua which should be read at this time of the year for the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And as far as the Arab is concerned, Maulana explained all the different Nahwi rules, etc. And there are more details to that. But anyway, that Allah gives us barakat in the month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'ban, and that He conveys us to the month of Ramadan. So in other words, preparation starts from Rajab seriously for the month of Ramadan. Like that we read in the hadith that it comes that from the beginning of the year, which is Muharram, Allah starts decorating and beautifying the Jannah for the coming of the month of Ramadan. That means about 8 months before time, Allah Ta'ala, and it means Allah is beautifying Jannah every year more and more, so that it becomes more beautiful. And we see from on account of this dua and the reality of the matter, that our akabir and our aslaf, buzurgani deen, our pious predecessors, how long before they should get ready for the month of Ramadan. Just like the examinations are going to be coming, the Shaban exams, end of the year exams, so students get ready also long in advance. So like that, for Ramadan also, particularly, we should get ready. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, and in that he drew our attention to this very, very important aspect. And one version of the dua also is, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa barik lana fi Ramadan. Twice, repetition, give us barakat in the month of Ramadan as well. That is all the goodness of Ramadan, and it abounds so greatly, the goodness of Ramadan. And Allah give me also tawfiq, all of us, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali's kitab, Akabir ke Ramadan. How did our elders spend the month of Ramadan? And Dr. Ismail Maimon, who is in Canada, he also has prepared a kitab similar, taking from this kitab and other kitabs also, and showing how our buzurgs used to fast the month of Ramadan, the whole night in fasting, etc., during the whole day, tilawat, etc. And it's really, according to our thinking, it's like unbelievable. We can't understand how much they should devote themselves to the month of Ramadan. So we also should try our very best, that how much we can, we get ready for Ramadan, and we try and spend our Ramadan in the most correct and the most appropriate way. And this is really, if we do that, for the rest of the year, we will see the barakat, the fawaid, the benefits of it. So Allah give us tawfiq, that in the month of Rajab, that Allah give us barakat in this month. For that our akabir, we see what we read, they should start keeping more rozas also. They should get more prepared now for Ramadan, and Shaban even more, and then of course the month of Ramadan comes. Also an explanation which Maulana had given for benefit, for repetition also, and for the benefit of those students who are not present yesterday, that in the ulama have explained that the barakat of the month of Rajab, that the wind starts blowing. And the month of Shaban, the clouds start gathering. And the month of Ramadan, the rain starts falling. So a person gets ready for that. Or another explanation, that in the month of Rajab, you plant the seed. And the month of Shaban, you water it. Put fertilizer, water it further. And the month of Ramadan, you reap the crops. What is now going to grow, you reap the crops. And really, if we say, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, whole month of Ramadan, the nights he never slept. Whole night in ibadat. And there are plenty other people like that also. May Allah also give us also tawfiq to appreciate this great month. It comes once a year, and we should try and prepare as much as possible for it. Just shortly, as far as the barakat, one aspect of the barakat of the month of Rajab is also that the famous riwayat is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj in Rajab, the 27th of Rajab. That's a famous riwayat. and that there is nothing or there are no other customs, bid'at, etc., associated with it. But it is for us to take a lesson that what a great gift Allah Ta'ala had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every aspect of deen, iman, all the aspects of deen, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam and he brought it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam on this earth. But namaz was that command that Allah Ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam from the earth and took him to pass the seventh heavens to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah blessed him with the great gift of namaz and salat right there. And this is a gift that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam has brought to us from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If anyone gives us a gift, then we should appreciate it. And also if they send it with a special person, and then that or more, Allah has sent it through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And today we know, moreover, gifts are wrapped also, and then they are put in the gift bag also. And if you send it to somebody, you would always prefer to go and give it personally. And if not personally, somebody who you have full reliance on, and you have hope that he will deliver it properly. So Allah Ta'ala gave it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who brought it. And further, if we have to see the whole corridor of Islam from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam right to us today, passage of time of over 1400 years, and as far as direction is concerned, through the four corners of the world, Allah reward our great, great ulama and those people who sacrificed for deen, that they have given us the salat as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's salat was. And today we have got that namaz exactly like that. And what that namaz could do in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our namaz can also do that. But it is that we have to learn this namaz. For that there are more details also, but just a few things at least. Like namaz actually is what is inside the heart, what is our inward condition. But as we today wrap a gift also, so wrap it with your outward form of namaz, which is also an absolute requisite. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says that namaz amongst other ibadat is that ibadat that just if your outward form is correct, and you ask any mufti, is my namaz made? He'll say, your namaz is made. Though your inside, you are not one but connected with Allah Ta'ala. But your outside form of your takbir-e-tahreema, your qiyam, your ruku, your sujood, everything was in order, your qirat, your namaz is made. So the outward form, the wrapper of the wrap in which you have wrapped this namaz, the gift bag, that also should be beautiful. So our outward form of namaz must also be beautiful. And if you send a gift bag to somebody empty, then that is also, that person will feel very offended. So just like that, our namaz also must not be empty. The inside of namaz, it must be there full also. The outward form of namaz also, and the inside of namaz, that also must be made properly. One important aspect, especially for our young students, is there are many, mashallah, many who are very conscious of their deen. They are paband regular on every aspect of deen. We can say almost every aspect of deen. There are many such students, alhamdulillah. But then there are other students also that we don't make our namaz. We have a problem when there is roll call. We are called up repeatedly that we haven't been there for namaz. Others make the faras. They don't make sunnats. They don't make the witr, etc. So this is important, very important, that especially those students, if they take note, and in which I am also included, that we take note and try and make our namazes regularly. From now, bring this, make it a habit. First it becomes an adat and a habit, and afterwards ikhlas will also come. And afterwards the reality will also come. Some people, ulama right, they are under this, they are mistaken, that they say we can't make a perfect namaz. We haven't got ikhlas, so we don't make namaz. So if you don't have a glass, a cup, then how can you put water in there? You first need a cup. So your ikhlas will come on its time. And perfection of namaz will come. But at least have the cup first. So make your namaz. And then
khushu khudu.
That also will come in namaz. Sincerity, concentration, devotion. But first make the cup. So let us establish our namaz. And you are still young boys, young students, 17, 18, 20. And those of us who know that since the time we became baligh, and if we don't know when we became baligh exactly, then we take it at the age of 15, Islamic 15. Which will be about 14 and a half. When a person is, according to English calendar, when he's about 14 and a half, then he's 15 according to the Islamic calendar. Those who became baligh before that, and if we got any qaza namazes, don't delay. Start reading them immediately. Because afterwards, if you're going to delay and we're still not making namaz, when you reach the age of 30, 40, then you'll see what a huge amount of qaza namazes. Now you become conscious of it, and now you see so many qaza namazes, many people give up hope, though you shouldn't. It is possible. And there are many, many people when they became conscious, they started making their qaza namazes. So keep that in mind also, our qaza namazes. And in the first place, let not a single namaz become qaza. Every namaz, we should make it on time. Usually student days, there are many students also. Fajr, we are lax about it. If we got up, well, we got up. If we didn't get up, when we get up, we will make it. That should not be the case also. We should make our Fajr also properly on time with Jamaat. And also, many of us have the habit, unfortunately, especially in this age, that if we made Fajr just for the Salam, we got it. Then also we are happy that at least I made my Namaz with Jamaat. No, it should be right from Takbir-e-Ula. Before Takbir-e-Ula, our sunnahs properly. Not that we come and we are rushing through our sunnahs and we just managed to get the Jamaat. No, we should try and become very conscious of our namaz. Namaz is a very great and important ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and nobody can ever talk enough and explain namaz in every aspect sufficiently. It is such a great ibadat. The very mere fact that Allah Ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for Mi'raj to give him the gift of namaz, that is more than enough to show what a great gift, how important it is. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we, our namazes, we become properly conscious and we make our namazes regularly, properly, with as much as sincerity and devotion. And students, mashallah, so many are hafiz, you can read so much in your namazes. Then there are so many who are alims, who know what is the meaning of what we are reading. How valuable automatically our namazes can become. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and our qaza namazes also. And then try and get into the habit of our nafil namazes also. Ishraq, chasht, there is time. And Allah's system is that when a person will appreciate and do a little, Allah will give him barakat and he will be able to do more. But when we deprive ourselves of small things, then Allah deprives us further of other things also. May Allah safeguard us and protect us. And we try and do this, ishraq namaz, chasht we can manage. And then we can manage awwabin, tahajjud namaz we can manage. Well, the best is on tahajjud time. Otherwise, before going to sleep, we can read tahajjud. Or before making our witr, even if it's two rakats. But it will also be counted in tahajjud namaz. And from our student days, we can be pabant with tahajjud as well, with our nawafil. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.